From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Today, more evidence of just how difficult things are for banks. Citigroup, the country's second largest bank, says it plans to cut some 50,000 jobs. It's about 15% of its workforce worldwide. Like a lot of banks, Citigroup suffered big losses because of the collapse in subprime mortgages. And as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, its efforts to climb out of the hole have been complicated by the economic slowdown.
CEO Vikram Pandit gathered his employees together early this morning to deliver the news everyone was expecting. The company had already cut 23,000 jobs this year. Now it was cutting even more. Chris Whalen is managing director of Institutional Risk Analytics.
Payroll is probably the biggest cost for any financial institution. If they're going to reduce their costs, they have to cut back on headcount.
Today's cuts were the second biggest ever announced at one time by any company. They were exceeded only by IBM's 1993 reduction of 60,000 jobs. Citigroup didn't provide hard numbers, but it did say the cuts would occur throughout the company. About half will come from attrition or layoffs. The rest will come from the sale of some of its assets, like its German retail banking business. Citigroup has long had extensive overseas operations. Until now, its geographic diversification has been a source of strength. Now, it's a vulnerability, says banking consultant Bert Ely.
Citi is a globally active company. They're in over 100 countries. And so, to the extent that we get a global recession, or at least a recession in many countries, that's going to hurt Citi in many of its markets.
Citigroup faces other challenges as well. Far more than other companies, it does a lot of consumer banking, and consumers are pulling back, reining in their spending. Chris Whalen says that will make it tougher for the company to weather the months ahead.
As they go through this process, this recession, I anticipate that we're going to see record levels of loss for Citi, even compared to the early 1990s.
That is one of the reasons why Citigroup's stock has fallen by more than two-thirds this year. The layoffs are part of an attempt by the company to persuade investors that they're on top of the situation. But Whalen says there's not much more the company can do to cut expenses without scaling back its operations.
Because their cost structure is difficult to attack, they have to cut across the board. And I think it's going to force them eventually to sell some of their overseas operations if they want to survive.
The layoffs also present the company with a political problem. Over the weekend, Goldman Sachs announced it was freezing bonuses for its seven top executives, who have traditionally been among the highest paid people on Wall Street. Patrick McGurn is a special counsel for Risk Metrics, a corporate advisory firm. He says Goldman was one of the big banks that's drawing from the $700 billion bailout fund approved by Congress in September.
I think they knew that there would be a firestorm if, multi-million-dollar bonuses were being paid out in the wake of the bailout. And so I think that some of the top executives, frankly, decided to fall on their compensation swords.
Citigroup also drew from the fund, and now it is under similar pressure. Today, New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo called Citigroup's layoffs disturbing, and he said the company should also freeze executive bonuses. Citigroup officials today hinted they may follow Goldman Sachs' lead. But cutting bonuses will be relatively easy compared to the other big challenges facing Citigroup. It has to figure out a way to get through the coming months in an environment that's not very hospitable to big banks. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.